It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go.
It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 938.
What is happening? What's going on, Gronks? It's good to be back.
It is Sunday, the final weekend show that we'll be doing for a while at least.
Yeah, but we'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day, right through to Friday, and then a break for the weekend. That is our new scheduling, 5 days a week, mm-hmm. the Daily Talk Show.
Yeah. You can watch us on YouTube or you can listen to us on your favorite podcast app.
Yeah. I mean, usually we do this at the end, but we've forgotten what we do.
It's fine.
Having a little break. I mean, I've been doing something that you've been doing.
Oh, have you?
Yeah. I've been buying stuff online.
Oh, great. What have you bought?
Bought a book this morning and I bought it from – so here's – we got some lovely presents mm-hmm. from Georgie Boy.
Yeah, they were really nice.
Books from his mother's bookstore, Kaz. Mm-hmm. G'day. Mm-hmm. Last time I bought a book, which was just before the holidays, and I didn't finish it. I read some of it. But then my plans for my holidays went upside down. So, you know.
Not reading.
You know? Just
it's very hard. Like
I had it all mapped out.
Oh, yeah.
Not reading. Anyway, I bought that book from Booktopia, who we've had the CEO of that show on our show. CEO of that business on our show. Mm-hmm. And then I literally bought it. And then a second later, I was like,
which book?
This was Rum Dass, mm-hmm. Be Here Now. And I had a panic attack after I'd paid for it, thinking, oh my God, I could have just bought that through mm-hmm. our sponsor, who's sponsored another show
the
of ours.
Bookroom Collective.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
Bookroom,
now,
Byron Bay.
Can I just say they're now the naming right sponsor of Screenplay Sunday.
Yeah, yeah. Whether it comes back for another season is something else. But so I've come good. I've bought a book and it is from the Book Room in Byron Bay. Mm-hmm. And it's called Lying. And it's a book by my boy Sam Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know he wrote it, had written this. I was listening to a podcast last night and I heard him mention they were talking about lying. And then all of a sudden he's like, yeah, I wrote a book about it. You knew about it.
Yeah.
You've got it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want the audiobook. I want the hard copy. Just quickly, Lying is a long-form essay book by neuroscientist expert Sam Harris, argues that we can radically simplify our lives and improve society by merely telling the truth in situations where others often lie, which it'll all make sense why I'm bringing up this and why I even bought the book a little later when I tell you a story. Okay.
I feel like you have no problem in telling the truth.
No, I don't. I don't.
I feel like you tell the truth too much, potentially.
Really?
Yeah. You probably should just STFU sometimes.
Well, do you want me to tell you the story now?
Yeah.
What happened? Okay.
Yeah.
So, we obviously plans cancelled.
Mm-hmm.
Going to Sydney, planning to be there for 2 weeks. Had to turn around and stay back in Melbourne, which was nice. We, you know, little impromptu getaway to an old crusty motel that we would always go to as kids. But it's mm-hmm. actually... it's amazing how, when I say crusty, it's like a good piece of crusty bread.
You were saying it's also very clean.
Clean, like a good mm-hmm. piece of crusty clean toast, mm-hmm. you know? It's sick. It still has the same smells as it once did. Still like same sort of decor. Oh, I loved it. It's just mm-hmm. childhood memories just come up and it's fucking awesome. Anyway, got to do that.
Did you park your car right out the front?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. That is the like motel life.
So convenient, isn't it?
I mean, so convenient if you were in a road rage accident mm-hmm. and then you followed the car and then you wanted to know where they were,
yeah.
you'd know exactly what room they're in.
That's very true.
Parked in car park 17 for, you know, room 17.
So did it have a spot to be able to go beforehand? So you sort of go into the reception area,
yeah.
you wait there and then get your car and fucking
yeah.
back it in.
Classic corner motel where you've got the entrance and then the reception. And mm-hmm. oh, it's so good. Like, I've got such great memories of this place. Flinders is where it is. It's worth staying there. Mm-hmm. You'll pay $400 at the pub across the road, or you'll pay $130 to $150 a night at the motel, and it's sick.
But you also stayed at a motel near the border, didn't you?
Yeah, stayed in one of those. Same vibe. Exactly the same vibe.
And Bodie became friends with Vic Pohl.
Yeah. The Victoria Police were up there doing the border crossing,
mm-hmm.
keeping the New South Wales infected people out of Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
But that, yeah, so that was good. So a lot of shit happened. Like, you have something planned, mm-hmm. obviously doesn't happen. Something else has to happen.
Yeah.
And we went to, did you ever go to Hillsville Sanctuary?
Yes, yeah.
As a kid? Mm-hmm. So it's like, what's the best way? It's like it's native
Australian,
Aussie.
Australian zoo.
Yeah, but it's native. So when you think zoo, mm-hmm. you think monkeys.
Yeah, sure.
You
Australian, think, it's native. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Australians. Mm-hmm. So don't think you're going there to see an elephant, all right? They've got like kangaroos, Tasmanian devil, coolest thing you could see. They've got a bunch of other stuff.
Did they all have like, they have like syphilis or something, yeah? They've got some sort of.
No, that's true. That is true.
I think koalas have syphilis.
No, maybe, no, no, sorry. Chlamydia is what koalas have.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Root rats. Yeah. They're not rats. Yeah. They're koalas. Root bears.
And so you went there?
Bone bears. So we went. So we got up early, drove an hour from my place to Hillsville Sanctuary. It's like, get in early. It'd be nice. It's going to be a hot day. You know, get in. So we did that. Rocked up and there wasn't many people in the car park. And then we go around and this lady says to us, oh, g'day, welcome, you know. It's real sort of like classic vibe of a person working at the front of a zoo. Lovely, so lovely. Maybe in related to the Irwins, you know, like that kind of Aussie vibe. Great, you know, you're here. You know. Have you got a ticket? No, we don't. I said, oh, you didn't book one? No, she said it's sold out. And I instantly said to her, oh, I spoke to someone on the phone yesterday and they said it'll be fine if you just rock up. And she said, oh, did you? What number did you call through? And I said, oh, the one on the site.
That's good, yeah.
And she said, okay, hang on. She goes inside and then says, oh, there might be a spare ticket. There might be a few, you know, cancellations.
Mm-hmm.
And so she goes in. Amy says, oh, that's good that you called. I said, I didn't call. I said, I felt like, where did that come from? Like, I said it so quickly. I called yesterday.
Oh, my God.
And then
you could have gone to Sydney. You could have just lied at the border crossing the way.
It's 10 minutes later, comes out, yep, no worries. There's a few spares, so come through.
Yeah. And they said something about VIP passes. My uncle owns it. Fuck, I've gone too far.
And so, I mean, it was a Gronk move lying.
Mm-hmm.
And in the moment, I was like, I got it was such an old me, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you know.
You at the club.
It's like people who drink and then their fuckwit old self comes out mm-hmm. or something like that, you know. It was like me at the club.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I fucking conditioned myself just to talk shit to get in somewhere. And then I was thinking about it. You see anyone who lies justifies it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you think that's a white lie or just we'd driven an hour, like you see the fuckery of going home. Mm-hmm. Didn't want to have to go home. Anyway, there was spare tickets. We didn't go into a place that like.
So you don't feel like you cut the line.
There was no cutting. There was no person behind us who had put in the effort that missed out.
Mm-hmm.
It was like someone had decided not to go and we went in. And to be fair, we went in for 2 hours. And so, like I said, we got there and it was quiet. We walked out and there was a fucking line for a kilometre.
Mm.
It was hundreds. The lady said to us, 4,000 people are coming today. 4,000 people. There was 20 people when I was there. Like, yeah. We were walking through parts of Hillsville Sanctuary that was, we thought we were on a bushwalk by ourselves. Like, there was no one there at this time.
So what time did you get there?
We got there at like 8:45. Mm-hmm. I think it opened at 9. And yeah, there was a couple of other families with prams that, you know, had the same idea. But it's just, you see how it's just like, wait that extra hour and you're fucked. But anyway, I heard Sam Harris talking about lying and I don't lie about things. You said, mm-hmm. I mean, it's interesting to see, why do you think I say I'm almost too honest? What is it? Is it that I don't realize, if anything, I'd put it as this, I don't realize the impact of what I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm actually thinking I'm going to be honest right now.
Well, if someone has a mole on their face, you'll say you've got something on your face. Like that's your.
What about that woman on the shoot that tooth. I said you've got something on your tooth? And she said, no, that's a stain. I said, well, it looks, I've got to be, this. I said, I've got to be across these things.
Do you? And so I think it was, I mean, it works to, like it's the same quality that allowed you to get into the lounge when we were traveling because we had enough access for me to bring one extra guest.
Yeah.
And so I had Mr. 97 and you just ended up walking in with a guy who worked at Microsoft or something.
Well, yeah, this guy was walking and you were speaking at the counter and then I hung back because I was like, oh, I wonder how this is going to happen. And then this guy walks up and I said, hey, mate. He said, yeah, how you going? Yeah, good. You got to, you here with somebody? Nah. You mind if I be your guest? Come into the lounge, my mate's like, he's like, yeah, no worries. And then we just stood there together. Like, I guess there's.
It works. It works out for the people around you. Amy and Bodie, it was lucky. Did you go to the Eagle presentation?
That was at 12. Mm-hmm. So 9, 10. No, maybe we left at 11:30 and that was at 12.
What like 11:30 was favorite animal.
I tell you what the best thing was. For me, it's not for me, this is for Bodie, was there's a huge like rubber dinosaurs walk and they're roaring and they're fucking ginormous and they're mechanical and you're not meant to touch them. I just want to, you know, you just want to grab them.
Does it still feel like a sanctuary at that point?
Well, it is kind of like a bit silly.
You're at a theme park, aren't you?
Yeah, but they worked it in really well. There's lots of info about them. Anyway, my favorite was Tasmanian devils, very cute, very Australian. So I had to go and see them. Kangaroos, we skipped because you see them. You know, I've got one in my backyard. No, I don't. What else? A red-bellied black snake, the reptiles. Like I'm fucking all about things that could kill you, but not being able to. Platypus was there. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Classic.
A lot of water. For the platypus?
I mean, it's water enclosure. Water enclosure. Yeah. But
were so they that swimming?
That was swimming. But I was thinking, so if you weren't to lie, like if, at what point?
I feel like this is a stitch up or
No, it's not.
Well, because you said before, I heard you say, oh, GB, can you get that tweet? Oh, I don't guess what it is. And I'm trying to connect dots.
You're the kid that's your mum's trying to throw you a surprise party and you know she's doing that, but you just bully her into telling you, oh, well, it's fucking, you're having a party and all your friends are coming. You'd be like, yeah, I knew, but I just need you to tell me.
Yeah.
No, that was for, some, that was for something completely different.
Okay. Is that still happening?
It might.
Okay.
If you play your cards right, son. Right. Okay. Do we sip at the same time? Is that normal? I don't know.
We just did there. Been getting into ice. As in water ice.
Yeah, water ice. Just, you did yell out before, we should get an ice machine.
Yeah, it would be great. Could you imagine? Because it'd be filtered water because sometimes there's a...
Would it be filtered water?
If it's an ice machine, it would be, you'd think, yeah.
Why?
If you're going to all that effort, don't you think?
Well...
At that point, just have a fridge otherwise.
So
it would just be a fridge, like it would have the water built in. So like a tap, like it would have plumbing.
Yeah, but I'm trying to work out how it's filtered. So if
it had plumbing, it would have a filter in the plumbing. Better for the machine.
Does a normal tap, so the toilet tap in our office, does that have a filter?
No.
Does the tap in the kitchen have a filter?
No, but if you got a drinking tap, that would have a filter. It's
pretty affluent to have filtered, watered ice. Filtered water ice.
I think that all, that's what I'm saying. I think all ice machines... out of the box would be filtered because they're probably spending, what, $1,500 on the ice machine?
Yeah, probably more. Like, think about the one-minute dishwashers for – they're the same vibe. Like, you see an ice machine at a bar and it looks like the same as the dishwasher, like industrial. Like, that's where I don't know. Good point.
Well, the reason why it's on my mind, because I literally watched how to repair your – ice machine over the break because I was watching like how to make Persian kebab and then the guy also has all these other how-tos.
Well, I bought my mum bought, do you remember the slushy machines and you'd freeze this big thing of ice and put it in, you'd hold it down and it would spit out ice. I mean, these are silly purchases, but I mean, that's your vibe.
So what have you bought? Did you say you'd...
The book.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
You're the book guy.
Yeah.
But that's faded this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm
other than... You doing a book haul buy.
Okay. Yeah.
Which was 2020, which I feel like you're over.
Moved on.
And I've actually dealt with your book haul more than you have.
You did a very good job. Yeah. No. So I went through a stage. This is before watching the new minimalism doco by Diavela. And also I wasn't really thinking about moving. So now that we're moving and all that sort of stuff, yeah. you realize the stuff that you have. And so before this all came about, probably would have been like the 19th of December. I was very
into- Which was the Saturday after we finished.
Just after finish, I was like, fucking, what am I going to do? So I was like, I'm going to, I started with going to the Selvos and buying secondhand books there.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, the problem with this is like, it's not very scalable. I'm going to have to go to every single one. And so then I started going on eBay and finding bulk books. I actually found a, it was essentially a bookshop closing down in New South Wales that was selling all of their books for about, could get these, it was like $4,500, but you had to get there and all that sort of thing.
Oh, so hang on, wait. You didn't buy that?
I didn't buy that. Okay, no,
sorry. You bought $4,500 of books.
No. Brie was like, don't. And it's also silly. I don't need that many books. But anyway, I did find some secondhand books. There was like 300 and something on eBay. For $50, and so I bought them.
$50,
yeah. Bargain.
Yes, there was hundreds. Hundreds,
Over 300, and so the I ended up going through them. That was what I did. Like I spread them out in the office when you came. That was me having cleaned it up because it was
nothing,
everywhere.
Nothing clean about that.
It was everywhere, and I'd
literally
gone through.
I brought my son in here, Bodie, and he walks in and says, "Ah, who made all this mess?"
Right.
I was like, a junkie has broken in here and brought everything they own. This is wild. I mean, with the office, it wasn't in operation, so it was fine. But how did you bring them all up? What was like? Because the thing is, I've ended up putting them back into the box and taking them to the garage, which is probably one of the most annoying things. Think downstairs, boxes heavy. Upstairs, you're excited, you've got them.
Yeah.
Nothing exciting.
Yeah.
I did it.
Good workout.
Without any resentment. I didn't mind it. I was actually looking at a couple.
Well, because the thing is, I went and got probably 50 that were great that I really liked.
Yeah.
And then I put all the others in a box, in boxes that I was like, this is stuff that I could donate.
Yeah.
But it's funny going through, it's sort of a bit of a treasure hunt. Like a part of me, you know, your mind races, you know, it goes everywhere when you got that many books. Like,
what does it do?
Well, I was like,
I mean, people usually use this when they're like, I've got 50K in front of me.
Well,
my mind races what I could spend this money
on. I was thinking it just takes one person to have used a $100 note as a bookmark.
Yeah.
So I flicked through every book.
Did you?
Yeah.
God, you're like the kid.
No cash.
You're like the kid. When I say the kid, I mean me that used to just get his envelopes and hang them, you know, just to, a birthday card, just like shake out the cash.
Oh, so anyway, but no, so I'm over that. I'm yeah, back
which
into
which is
the,
why I've become the book guy. Yeah. Have you bought a book this year?
No.
Shit.
I bought so many last year. So anyway, but what I have become is the everyday carry guy.
So everyday carry.
Have you heard of it before?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it's a YouTube thing. As in
an Instagram thing. It's a
well, you could see it as like it's usually like wallet. Let's look through the wallet. It's a part of my everyday carry.
Yep.
And so you've taken it a step further and maybe it's just I don't know everyday carry to be beyond like your car, like something to hold your car keys, your phone cover, your wallet, cards.
Well, the reason it came up was because I was watching a I called the cops. Yeah, fuck. Called the cops a couple of times, I reckon, over the holidays. But there was a domestic dispute happening. And they're probably 100 meters away. We're on, you know, we're on level 5 looking down. And I thought if I had a torch, I could hit them with the torches in like with the light, like just spray the light on them.
Yeah,
and
shine the light.
Not, yeah.
Hit people's visual of hitting someone with a torch is a police officer with a long.
Yeah. So light it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
light it up.
Yeah. But I didn't have a torch.
Yeah.
And so when you're all fired up, you spend a bit of time on YouTube looking at torches. And I was like, brightest torch, smallest, brightest torch. And so I got one. So it was at that price point where I didn't buy it. So Bree's like, just don't buy it tonight. Just give yourself some time. And then we went to
sleep on it.
Yeah, exactly. And then we went to a friend's house on the weekend, like the weekend after, and I drove like a quad bike and stuff like that. And I was like, I need this torch.
Yeah, I need it.
And so,
I mean, you went to a place that is most likely to have a torch in the house.
Yes. And so, anyway, this is the torch that I got.
Well, it is quite small. Can you just tell me? I mean, tell me about it, and then I want to know the mm-hmm. price of it.
So it's the Phoenix Light, which is a good brand. It's called the LR35R.
35R. Okay, there it is.
And so the reason why I liked it and still love it is the brightness. So this is, to give you an idea, when I went to the country and was hanging out with a guy, he had a torch. That torch was 1,100 lumens, right? That was a bright torch.
Well, and to give you a comparison also, headlights are about 1,500.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good fact. Well, so anyway, this torch is 10,000 lumens.
So you got 10 cars. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't even work like that because you think 10 it's mm-hmm. 10 times the strength. Mm-hmm. So if you think headlights are bright,
yeah.
Think again.
Mm-hmm. And so this
don't fucking point it at me.
And so with some of the great things, it's waterproof up to 2 meters, dust proof. It can drop it a meter, all this sort of stuff. The it comes with a pouch so I can wear it on me at all times. Plus, this is a feature I like. It is USB charged via USB-C. Really nice, right?
Which is the only way you can charge it?
Yes.
I mean, it's only so they're not.
Or
it's not
you could use it. They're rechargeable batteries, so you could get a unit if you wanted to.
Okay, but still, so then you'd have multiple batteries mm-hmm. drop in.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's fine.
And so this thing I was telling you about, it can start a fire if you wanted to. You can put it on some leaves and it'll burn up. We did it on one of the old books.
it actually works. Yeah. Smokes out. Mm-hmm. Just smokes it. We don't know if it actually lights it onto fire.
Long enough. So anyway, this is the torch. Can I turn it on?
On me.
Yeah.
So I'm going to close. So we're sitting. If you're watching us now, we're side by side on the YouTubes. If you, but I'm across from Josh. So we're looking at each other. Shine it onto me.
Oh, so I won't do it.
No, you can do it in my eyes. Okay. I'll close my eyes and hold over the top. So just go. Right, just look at the bright. Oh my God. I can see my blood in my hand. You know how you can see blood in your hand?
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
And then can I do strobe?
Just do it quickly.
Okay, I'm going to just strobe.
I can stop it. I can feel the, when you do it, I can legit feel the heat on my face. Like light behind me, like while, so don't, look at how, it's so bright, dude. It is, I mean, the thing is, I had torches growing up as a kid. They were little globes, not LEDs. And then there was the one that was like the dolphin torch. And it was the big, like
there's the mag light sort of ones. But this LED tech has come a long way. So it was $300. So
$300.
So not, I got for like $270 or something. So, but the thing is that this is something you have forever.
Well, until it breaks. Well, it's an EDC.
Or until lumen lust.
What's that mean?
You're lusting after more lumens.
So you want go it from, more powerful.
Yeah, tool. So you go to. Well, the thing is that this one, if you go any higher in the lumens, they have fans built into them. And so they get quite noisy. Like there's a 100,000 lumen one, which is crazy. That's like the brightest torch. Anyway, so I've gotten into everyday carry EDC.
Okay, and so this is a part of your EDC.
Yeah, so I've got that. Can all I right, show right. maybe two other things?
Okay, your $300 torch. Yeah. Ding. We're putting the costing up. $300 torch.
Well, I'm not drinking anymore. Like I'm not.
Is a new thing. I haven't heard this.
Well, just like very, very little, but just not buying sort of, you know, wine every week or whatever. So, you know.
Second night. Yeah, fuck up.
So anyway, this is the, it's an Axiom. The model is an Axiom 24, being 24 liters. I think the brand is TAG.
Not as in the watch company.
No, it's
How can you have another brand that's exactly the same as something else?
It's like a.
I mean, does it have
I forgot.
What I do like about it visually is that it doesn't have branding on it. Yeah. Like you can't, it's black.
It's tactical, as I mean, said to you.
Tactical, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like,
and so my favorite feature is...
I wish I could look up tactical meaning. Just because
can you look up the...
You've used the word tactical more times this week.
The torch is tactical, yeah. So I got the bag, and so which that's is also part tactical. Of my EDC. And then the other EDC thing that I'll show today is the Night Eyes gear tie, reusable rubber twist ties. And these are the 3-inch ones. What they're great for is that they're sort of rubberized. I think they've got a patent potentially, but they have a way of sticking the wire internally that's in there with the rubber, sort of like a patented technology. And so what this is, it's just like a sort of a standard, how would you describe it? Looks like the size of a toothpick, maybe a little bit bigger, black. And so you can bend it. And so you can basically twist it around a cable or things like that. So, yeah, I'm trying to get the, you know, I'm still a minimalist and I'm just trying to have a few high quality EDCs.
Yeah.
Everyday carry items.
What happens when you just want to fucking leave the house with a t-shirt and shorts on? Not much. Like you
the
crocs.
Backpack is so easy.
Do you, I mean, I don't own a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good thing. Nor a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. It's just reality.
It's just a thing.
Yeah.
That I have never bought a backpack.
Could you imagine? Like, because the thing is, you have a
fucking office. We pay a lease.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got the everyday office.
But it's nice having things everywhere. Like,
EDO.
When you came around last night, I was on my exercise bike. You got the torch and you are enjoying the torch.
If anything, it's a part of the adventure club that is no longer.
Yeah.
So,
well, don't say that.
It hasn't started.
Yeah.
You're more getting in, like this shit is more of the stuff that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was the kid out the back shining torches on shit and the kid out the front with the flash from my mum's camera, and I'd be flashing cars as they go past pretending that they got fine.
What about
laser pointers were sick. Like my mate ordered parts separately because you can't buy them all together because people know what you're up to. He bought the parts to build out a laser pointer.
Great.
And this laser pointer would burn through shit. You shine at the moon, it legit looks like it goes to the moon. Like it just you just don't see it end.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps fucking going.
What about the binoculars?
Yeah, they're good.
I've been thinking about, like, I started watching on YouTube, like bird watching.
Okay, no, I was going to say for what, mate?
Yeah, no, bird
like,
watching.
What does a 32-year-old have?
I'm 30.
I was thinking about myself. Tactical pair of binoculars for.
It is good. Like, imagine. Just like looking far, really, isn't it? But the thing is, all of this, or like even the torch, like watching someone review the torch, I haven't heard anyone give a good answer. The best answer I heard was using the torch to look through your bag.
So you went to a property a couple of hours away. Yeah. That is where you have a torch on a farm. Mum and dad lived on 5 acres, but surrounded by rolling hills and like you couldn't see shit.
Yeah.
They needed a torch. Like, you're living in a new place, it makes sense to have a torch in the place you're in.
Mm-hmm.
An apartment.
Sure.
You've got your phone. Most people don't
There's possums where I'm living, so that's going to be sick.
No. That's how you kill them with that thing. Yeah. My brother has a head unit. I think it's 3,000 lumens.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that would get hot.
You need to start hanging around electricians because my brother's into the lumen chat.
Yeah, yeah.
You give him a call.
Yeah, I love lumens. No, it is great. And the thing is, I'm not going to go buy another one. This is with me for a very long time. I'm just going to bring it. And the other thing too is it's like, do you know how expensive guns are?
Yeah, my brother's got one. Yeah. You can pay $1,000 for a gun.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't see that.
And so the thing is that it's like a torch. Like, I know.
I mean, I've drank more alcohol in a night than the cost of your torch.
Yeah, exactly.
So I get it. Nah, I mean, I'm all for it.
Are you going to tell me the Twitter thing or no? Because it's pissing me
it doesn't
off.
Make sense. Doesn't make sense. Okay. I thought it would. Well, you said, okay, I'll tell you. Before you said you were getting zip ties.
Ah, okay, sure.
And zip ties are a different thing.
Yeah, not this tie thing, yeah, sure.
We'll just leave you with this tweet that Georgie Boy and I were laughing about this morning. Mm-hmm. Ben Shapiro, a conservative, mm-hmm. Has a quite a good podcast, The Ben Shapiro Show, if you're looking for an interesting take on a conservative take on all things politics and pop culture, it seems. But when those absolute fuckwits stormed the Capitol, mm-hmm. there was a photo of a guy who was very tactical.
Yeah.
Tactical, a person who's tactical being that was there as a rioter is not what you want at the Capitol. Like yeah. he had out the back.
Looks like military sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah, so they're like pre-ready mm-hmm. zip tie, cable yeah. ties that you can put around people and handcuff them behind. It's like yeah. what the SWAT use, right? Mm-hmm. And someone tweeted out saying, do regular humans actually buy zip ties? Have you ever bought zip ties? If so, what did you use it for? And like I've bought zip ties.
Mm-hmm. Zip ties are great for traveling.
100%.
Because you
lock your bag.
Yeah, you lock your bag and yeah. then just have some tweezers.
Cable management sometimes, but you can't undo it. Like you mm-hmm. got to cut it. It's a bit annoying. Anyway. Ben's written back, literally every human I know owns zip ties. Which, okay.
Good fight on Twitter.
But then Mike, this is what you get on Twitter, Mike Drucker has a blue tick. Mm-hmm. He said, Ben, usually I joke, but I'm going to come at this honestly. There's a big difference between zip ties being carried by paramilitary forces invading the Capitol and zip ties carried by your wife so she can tie you to a chair and make you watch her have sex with other men. That's fucking savage.
That's Twitter for you, isn't
That's
it?
That's fucking Twitter. I mean,
are you on Twitter much? How often are you checking?
Well, I went off. So I was off Instagram. I opened the app mm-hmm. as it was like a tick. I did it fucking unconsciously. But as soon as I pressed it, I was like, oh, closed it. Didn't look on Twitter. Didn't look on Instagram from January 1 through to the 9th of Jan.
It so gets to a point where you off. Realize that you can bring it in a little bit. Like I'm at that point where yeah. it's like I can open it up, look at it for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, every half hour.
But I also removed the other crutch, which was
every half hour.
I thought that was really good for you. The other crutch was looking at news.com.au mm-hmm. just for fucking garbage headlines.
I'm getting pissed off at news.com.au.
Yeah.
Because keep saying like they'll have a headline and it's gone well beyond like clickbait. So it's clickbait. But then you click through and the headline changes in the article. Yeah,
yeah, it's fucked.
And then you have to scroll down and it's like, I don't know, like now yeah. what I do is Trump's, what's the daughter's name?
Ivanka.
Is it?
Yes.
Ivanka?
Yeah. Melania is the wife.
And then who's his ex? I thought that might've been Ivanka. No. So Ivanka, it's like Ivanka Trump, in trouble for how they treated their Secret Service. Did you hear about
the toilets?
The toilets. They had to spend $3,000 a month renting a studio apartment to that.
Put it this way. If you had tradies in your, mm-hmm. doing some work in your house, would you want them shitting in your toilet?
Well, there's half a dozen. And these tradies are in fucking suits.
Yeah?
They're all dressed to the nines. It's fine. If someone's protecting your life, let them take a dump in your toilet. And so anyway, I clicked on the article, couldn't see it within 5 seconds, just fucking Googled it and went to another website.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, little bastards. And so the thing is, I removed that crutch too. I wasn't allowed to open news.com.au. And so I'd been off social media. I did open, the reason I'm saying that is because I was thinking about social media stuff. I didn't even do LinkedIn. I was looking at a little bit of Twitter every mm-hmm. now and then just with, the thing about Twitter, if there's something that's happened in the world, you can see just quickly like other, it's like brings together all the bullshit.
Well, before Trump got kicked off Twitter,
yeah.
I did have, so I didn't follow him for the longest time because I thought that maybe following
you'd
him.
You'd get cancelled.
No. Well, yeah, maybe it's a bit of a political statement. Like you're following him, you support him. But then
it's also a comical, like yeah. you can follow Trump for comical value.
And so anyway, I also downloaded Parler use for like
before they took it off.
Yeah, for like what 2 minutes. On there? I literally couldn't work it. I signed up, couldn't get my username. Pissed off about that. Someone already had Josh Jansen, and then like closed it. But anyway, I did start following Trump because when you follow, you can then turn on notifications when someone tweets. So I just turned on notifications. So anytime he was saying something crazy, like if he's going to let off a nuke, it's good to know, like go inside.
And he would tweet it.
Yeah.
He would fucking tweet that. Crazy. Yeah. What a crazy start to 2021. Mm-hmm. Will it,
that torch. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy. I saw, what was it? A tweet. It was like a meme. 2020 was crazy. And then it has like 2020. And then it says, hold my beer. Meaning that 2021, mm-hmm. hold my beer, meaning it could be a more, even more crazy year. Mm-hmm. Anyway, as we said yesterday, we're in utopia, Australia.
I'm feeling all right.
It's okay.
I definitely feel some of the residual of the UK and the US and everything that's happening.
We felt fucked last year. Let's be honest. That's why we had a break. Felt fucked. Mm-hmm. And this is a couple of guys who have had three weeks off that are pretty chipper at the moment.
We're really sad.
It a week.
It's a daily talk show. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe on YouTube. Also, TJ and I were talking about it on yesterday's episode. The eye contact we have now is beautiful.
It's when we're doing locked in. Oh, one more thing. Speaking of lying, I hate your glasses.
Oh, that's hurtful. Oh, you like my glasses.
I was lying.
Why would I feel like they're polarizing? I've had a few people say, you got new glasses.
How long has it taken me to say that though? Because how long have I
known? To be honest, I haven't thought about
But that's good that you're not thinking about what people are thinking.
Yeah.
Because I didn't. I did before
I got them. I had these huge expectations, right? I'm like, the rebrand's coming. Get ready for it. It's going to be big. And then I was just like, you get over it.
Yeah. I mean, so there's a few things I will just say about them. Taking some time to get used to, didn't not like them, but just, you know, when you something new on somebody.
Yeah. Yep.
What got me over the line was when I was standing sort of to your side looking at your profile and I saw that they say Gucci on them. Yeah. I thought, fuck, this dude's doing well. That's the kind of guy I want to hang around with.
Everyday carry.
Gucci man. Gucci. Gang.
I do like my Luna glasses that I have that I've had for yonks, the clear ones. I still love them.
But,
and I do, in the evenings and stuff, I'll put them on because they're super comfy. These still have the nose holdery sort of things so that can start to rub.
Can I try them on?
Yeah, you can.
I always like it. Right. Have a bit of footage of me wearing them.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? I can't see myself. Yeah, like, I cannot see what I look like.
It looks...
bit silly.
You look tweaked. Yeah. Look into your camera.
I can't see myself though. Like it's like they're so, what would you call that?
Magnified.
So magnified. Yeah. I can't see 30 centimeters away from me. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you guys.